Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, President. Allow me to start by thanking you for this proposed thematic discussion. I'd also like to thank the panelists for the very interesting views on the link between disarmament and development. I think actually we could also have included non-proliferation and arms control. We would like to align ourselves with the statement made by the EU, or that will be made by the EU, and like to make some comments in our national capacity. President, internationally, the references to the link between sustainable development and disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control, are actually very limited, although during decades, these two areas have got parallel agendas. That's why this sort of discussion, as well as the annual approval under the resolution relationship between disarmament and development, the 78th and 23rd resolution submitted by Indonesia on behalf of the non-alliance members, can actually help to put on the table the relevance of disarmament, non-proliferation, arms control to create favourable conditions which will allow for sustainable development for our societies. This depends on collective efforts incumbent on us all. We have Agenda 2030, Sustainable Development. The SDGs contained therein were approved by all member states of the UN in virtually a decade ago. Renewed commitments to the SDGs and the statement were approved in September last by the General Assembly. We've regretted very often the fact that Agenda 2030 only makes limited references to disarmament, basically focused on SDG 16, fair and inclusive societies, justice and strong institutions. But the fact remains also that disarmament, non-proliferation and arms control are prerequisites and cross-cutting if we are to achieve these goals, such as creating safe communities, 11, health and well-being, economic development, without overlooking SDG 5 on gender and education, through cross-cutting the gender perspective and disarmament education to promote and drive a culture of peace. Allow me to say that there are some specific questions which show how disarmament can promote SDGs. The initiatives to reduce the illicit traffic and the diversion of small arms and light weapons, and we're working on that, means that certain swathes of the population, particularly young people, don't have access to these weapons. It also makes it harder for them to fall into marginalisation. It means that young people can thrive professionally in other areas. Mine clearance of certain territories can also contribute significantly to social, economic and labour development of those communities that have been affected by all forms of mines. In other words, their lands can be recovered for the use of livestock, farming or to create public infrastructures, meaning that you are in turn thereby creating new wealth and development, protecting the environment and promoting people's health. We know that conventions can establish cooperation frameworks, a system between receivers and donors. We're still working on this and strengthening this. It means we can make progress more speedily and more effectively for those receiving societies to achieve those goals. The disarmament conventions and demand include provisions in and of themselves on victim assistance and protection, as is contained in the development, as is said, in quote. Nobody should be left behind. And that is, President, why we think you need to put real value on disarmament on the international agenda and its repercussions on economic and social progress, as we are seeing in the new agenda for peace coming from the Secretary General. It makes quite clear that international cooperation going from sustainable development, disarmament, human rights, empowerment of women, taking us right up to the fight against terrorism, protecting the environment, this means that humanity can be more prosperous, more secure and safe. It also highlights the fact that effective actions for disarmament are a very powerful preventive tool supporting these global responses. Antonio Guterres also said in his agenda for disarmament in 2018 that proliferation, deviation and improper use of these weapons undermine the rule of law, hampering prevention of conflicts and peace building, meaning that you can facilitate offences, crimes, even terrorist acts, abuse of human rights and gender violence, promoting displacement, migration and putting a brake on development. This relevance, this link with this comprehensive approach looking at proliferation and arms control needs to be mainstreamed into development policies at all levels, globally, strengthening the role of peace and development, as well as nationally and regionally. In order to achieve development, you have to also to ensure that we have the SDGs framework implemented nationally and ensuring that it's mainstreamed into national strategies. The guiding principles regarding sustainable development I just summed are actually the same. There is a full interconnection between them: national ownership, inclusiveness, coherence and participation, leaving no one behind, human rights perspectives and respect for international law. For all these things, we certainly hope that the upcoming summit for the future in September in New York, and youth will play a key role there. We hope there'll be added value for disarmament, non-proliferation, arms control, and that we hope that it will have its moment, bearing in mind the current tensions and conflicts internationally. Spain is a robust defender of the disarmament agenda, and that is why my country has been selected to host the upcoming fourth summit on financing for development in 2025, and we're the greatest contributor to the joint SDG fund. My delegation believes that there's a very wide path that we have ahead of us, and we can highlight the work that we're doing here in Geneva regarding our agenda and 2030 agenda as well, supporting work which mainstreams the benefits of disarmament in the development of societies, so that the link disarmament, development, non-proliferation will benefit from this. Thank you.